It is time to bring in the man wearing shorts and a t-shirt, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, good morning. Not quite.
Hey, I tell you, 45 degrees just feels like 55 after what we've been through.
Yeah, and it's only the tip of the iceberg, you realize that, obviously.
Yeah.
And things are going to change. They'll be going back and forth. But again, I don't see, quote, the polar vortex coming down and sitting and having tea for the next several weeks. So don't worry about that. Early clouds, otherwise, it's going to become sunny today. We do have a weak front going through this morning, 65 to 70. Clear tonight, low 30. So goodbye, wave goodbye to the 50. Tonight will be cold, partly sunny Thursday, 55 to 60. We'll have periods of rain Friday. That should leave us sometime in the afternoon, and the sun will come out before the day is out on Friday. Low 60s, then windy with showers on Saturday in the afternoon, low 50s, and Sunday a mix of sun and clouds. The highs then should generally be between 45 and 50. So it will get noticeably cooler by the end of the weekend.
Noticeably cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Noticeably cooler. All right. Now, I'm just noticing something here. It looks like the cats have been at it again. I have one channel, and my other thing's not registering anything at all, which means they've been chewing again. So that means after I get off the air, Pat, we have to look and see where they've chewed. And you know what's bad? We have to leave the door open for the studio, because if we don't, the air conditioner doesn't function properly and the heat doesn't function properly, and the studio will get too hot and the equipment will not operate.
I don't know about this, but I have bought this stuff a while back. It's called Radaway, and what it is, it's a liquid that you spray, especially on the wires inside your car, in the hood,
Yep. So
that mice or rodents cannot chew them. Also, when I spoke to this gentleman, he told me, yeah, you could use it for your cabin. He said, especially if you've already stuffed cracks and everything, you know, with the copper mesh wire, you could spray the copper mesh wire. He said, the liquid is so spicy that they just will not go near it. It's just too spicy and too hot for their tongues. Maybe you should try that and spray it on the wires.
All right.
Well, I don't know. Again, I don't know. I mean, if the cats were to digest it, I mean, would it be harmful? I don't know. But, you know, I think that's what you have to look for. If not necessarily this, maybe something spicy enough so if the cats wanted to try and chew on the wires, they wouldn't, because it would discourage them. I'm thinking, like, you know, maybe cayenne pepper or something like that. Just all a thought.
Right. I've got a feeling that it's probably not good for cats. You know, I would just...
You could look it up.
Again, it says it's pet safe, but still, I don't want to do that to the cats. I'd much rather just keep replacing the wires. You know, they're cats. What the heck? You know, I don't want to do that. It's just like I would never use one of those electric shock collars.
Yes, right, correct.
You know, or anything like that on dogs.
Right.
Because you know what, I wouldn't want it. If somebody didn't want me to eat something out of the refrigerator and they put something on it that was really spicy and hot, I would be upset. I wouldn't like it. So I have feelings for my cats.
Yeah, that's pet owners for you. You're right, because I wouldn't do it. Like if my dog chewed on the furniture or anything like that, I would not spray my furniture. Only in fear that, you know, the stuff would get into our mouth and perhaps, you know, do something. So even though they say it's pet safe, yeah. I don't know. It's just too bad, you know, that... I guess the cats are like that. Do you feed them enough? Why are they chewing on wires?
Because they're cats. They're cats.
Oh, cats chew on wires?
Yeah, they chew on anything that just hangs out and catches their attention.
Oh. Okay.
You know, they just do that. What really, though, what I don't understand is the piece of equipment which gives me the levels about what levels are going where.
Yeah.
It's showing nothing. So in theory, I shouldn't be hearing you. You shouldn't be hearing me, and the people shouldn't be hearing the radio station. So, but it's just, I do know that it's just coming from that one computer. So I've got to now trace that one computer wire, and that's probably what they've been chewing on. So, oh well.
Okey-dokey.
Well, yeah. What the heck. So now, let's get back to the movies here, Pat.
Okay.
I watched that movie with Tom Hanks over again.
Oh, you did, huh?
I wanted to make sure that I had the right, and you know what? It is great. And you know, one of the songs they use in it is Don McLean's American Pie. And right. I love that song.
Longest song ever.
I love that song. But anyways, it is, you know what? It's an enjoyable movie to watch. It'll start off a little slow, but once the story builds and you follow it and you understand what he's trying to do in a movie and his affection for his dog and this robot that he builds, it's a good human interest film. And Tom Hanks, like I said, is really good in it, So. I did enjoy that. I wanted to watch it again a second time because I can be swayed by just like hearing American Pie in the closing credits. I can be swayed by things like that. It doesn't take much for me to like a movie. It really doesn't.
Yeah, I remember a lot of the disc jockeys used to kid around about American Pie. They used to say when they worked, radio stations, if they needed to visit the men's room, they'd put that record on.
Well, the best record of all for that, Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven, why is that? Is that longer?
That's like 11 and a half minutes.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought American Pie was one of the longest.
No, the Stairway to Heaven is one of those songs that just does it. As a disc jockey, that's the song you look for. Also, Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant, that's almost 19 minutes long.
Oh, my God. Gee.
So, you see, I'm speaking as a long-time disc jockey. As a long-time disc jockey. So, but those are the ones. Those are the ones. All right. It's funny though, you know, when they talk about Tom Hanks being the last man on Earth, he's not. The people that are writing the reviews, he's not the last man on Earth. And in the beginning, you think he is, but he's not. There are other people that survive. It was going to be called BIOS. I don't have obviously because of the robot. But it's Finch, and you'll like it just because the dog's in it.
Okay.
Just because the dog's in it. So anyway, so I went on a cooking. My new stove was installed about a week ago, and I went and I cooked yesterday. And the difference between the new stove and the old stove, the difference between a $500 stove and an $1,100 stove.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had to get an $1,100 stove because that's the only thing I could get delivered without having to wait a month and a half or a month. But anyway, is that the burners are so much more efficient. Even when you set it on low, because I have cookware it's amazing how much more efficient the burners are.
Wow.
Absolutely amazing. And there's one burner on the left-hand side, front left. You know when you're going to make spaghetti or pasta and you've got a big pot of water?
Yeah.
This burner has a turbo setting, so when you put a big pot of water on there to make it boil, you set it to turbo, and I just tried it yesterday just for the heck of it, and it cooked 3 gallons of hot water, and it boiled within 12 minutes. That's fast.
Wow.
That's fast. Well, anyway, so everything came out great. I made stuffed peppers, and I made sausage and peppers with onions and green peppers. That's what I made yesterday.
Sounds to me like an Italian feast.
I wanted to include vegetables, and I wanted to get some meat in my diet because I can use the protein. So that's what I did. But I'll tell you what, I got tired. It took me 3 hours to do it, and I was tired at the end of it. Very tired. Didn't get a chance to enjoy any of the food.
I'm sure you have leftovers.
Well, I didn't even eat it. So yeah, I've got plenty of food. Now what I'll do is I'll package it in my freezing packages where you seal it.
Right.
And I'll have like 6 or 7 meals spared away. So that's not too bad.
Just like the squirrels gathering the nuts for the wintertime.
That's right. All right, so let's recap our forecast really quickly.
Early clouds, otherwise mainly sunny today. 65 to 70.
Yay.
Yep.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you mañana.
You got it.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.